The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabura Beis Medrash Gevoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in the end of Sukkot and Vav Amud Aleph brings down a machlokes about the order of the brachas that we make at the end of Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot. Rav says you make Leishev Basukkah and then you make Shechionu, and Rabbi Baruch Hanna says that you make Shechionu and then you make Leishev Basukkah. The Gemara explains that it's a machlokes whether we go to Shechionu because Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu Tadu Koidim, or Rav holds that you make Leishev Basukkah first because Chiyuv V'Diyoyim Adifa, since Sukkah is the Chayvas Hayoyim, so therefore it goes before Shechionu. And the Gemara has a shakel v'tayyeh. The Gemara brings in that a machlekes tanoim. If you go by sitadur or not, the gavi beishamim beitzil by kiddush. Then the Gemara brings from our mission over here about helech chometz and helech matzah, the gavi shtei alechem and lechem upon him. And then the Gemara comes back and says v'hilchus sukkah v'achakach zman. In other words, we pass him like Rav that says that you make leishav sukkah before shechiyonu. It's important to note that this is only the gavi the first night. There's a machlekes rishonim here about whether the second night we switch it up, as we do actually, we say Shechionu before Leishav Asukah on the second night, whereas others do, like the other Rishayim, they say Leishav Asukah first on both nights. However, the Gemara does say over here that we pass like Rav, that Leishav Asukah goes before Shechionu, because although Shechionu has a mile of Tadav Shein and Tadav Tadav Kledim, nevertheless Leishav Asukah is a Chiyuv of the Yoyim Adifa. The Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Zayin was asked, according to this, a very interesting question. Since apparently we're passing like Rav, that Chiyuma de Yoyma is more odd than Tadr Vashayna Tadr, so L'chayra, we find a halach in Tematovka Feidalid, that when there's a bris milah to be done on Rosh Hashanah, you do the milah before the shayfer. And one of the reasons that the Rishayim offer, as well as the Bir Agro and Tematovka Feidalid, is because milah l'gavi Pesach is ketadr dami, and huadin, milah l'gavi shayfer is Tadr. So the shayl asks, L'chayra, what do you mean? Tchias Shofar is a Chiyuv of the Yoyma, and over here we paskin that a Chiyuv of the Yoyma goes before a Tadr. Although Shechiyonu is considered a Tadr in our Sugya, nevertheless, Chiyuv of the Yoyma is Adif, we paskin like Rav, that's Sukhav Achakach Zman. Why then is Mila before Shofar? Because Mila is Tadr, L'chayra, the Chiyuv of the Yoyma of Shofar should be first. And the Divrei Malkiel elaborates over there discussing what exactly is the Mila of Chiyuv of the Yoyma, and perhaps Mila has it as well, because it's the Mila of Shmini, and it's Mechiyuv to be done on that day, Ayin Shom. But it's a major kasha why Mila L'gavi Pesach Ketode Damya is a reason to do Mila before Shofar, and we don't go with our Gemara's final psak of Sukkah V'Achakach Zman, the Chiyuv D'Yoyim Adifa. Another big question was actually asked to the Beis Sha'arim, Rabbi Amram Blum, in Tshuvas Chelik Alav Simen Shin Lamates, Beis Sha'arim. The question is as follows. There's a famous Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph that clears the Shiloh if a tzibur only had enough animals for one of the two, either for Musafin of today or for a Karban Talmud of tomorrow. Should we wait for the Talmud because it's a Tadir? Obviously, Talmud is the most common, frequent Karban. Or do we say that no, Musafin da Idna are Mekudesh? So the Subshatim and Rashi that are quoted by Tosis over there on Daf Mem Tes as well, why is Musafin da Idna Mekudesh? The first pshat is because it's obviously Rosh Chodesh or Yontif if you're having Musafin. And the second pshat is because it is a chiyuv of the shaita. In other words, right now we have an obligation to do the musaf, whereas the talmud is not directly on the table until tomorrow. So we see that it's considered a mekudesh because it's obligational right now. In other words, you have to do it now. L'chayr, that's mamash the svar of chiyuv of the yoyma. So why is it that in our gemara there's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Baruch Hanna if chiyuv of the yoyma or tader, which one is odif? And there, according to one lashon and Rashi, the gemara's shaila of tader mekudesh is really the same shaila. If that's the case, then our Gemara should also be a regular Shaila of Tadr HaMekudesh. And if we pass him like Rav over here, then we should already have an answer to our question of Menachos that Mekudesh goes before Tadr. That's a Peledik of Shaila. I and Shem in the Beis Sharam what he says about that. Another couple of questions are as follows. There was a story that came this year that Chanukah, somebody finished the 30 days of his rental and he had to put on his mezuzahs. So the question arose, Ner Chanukah and Kviyas HaMezuzah, what should go first? Now, without going into all the details, the question is, besides for the Pesumei Nisa of Ner Chanukah and the Tadiris of Mezuzah, according to most, there's a shaila that L'chayra, Ner Chanukah is a Chiyuv of the Yoyma. And more importantly, This happens all the time, even though we know that Ashayotar and Bar Nefashas are Alamichya. The Paiskim discuss, based on a Chuvis Marshal, the Magen Avram brings in Simukov Samachay, that Ashayotar is always Tadir, and you do it before Bar Nefashas, and it's brought down in Mishneh Berurah in Simon Zion. However, it's only because Ashayotar is considered a Tadir. Why don't we say that when you're making Ner Chanukah, you should do Ner Chanukah first, because it's a Chiyuv Diyoma? And this really applies every single week by Kiddush. Nobody ever heard of somebody making Ashayotar Dafka after Kiddush, because Kiddush is a Chiyuv Diyoma, and Ashayotar is not. Even though Ashayotar is a Tadir, but we're passing over here, Sukkah V'Achakach Zman. Of course, there's another issue there that perhaps Ashayotar has to be made Miyad. That's a big shayla in the Poiskim. But why do we never find that based on this Gemara and Sukkah Nun Vav, that L'Halacha U'L'Maisa, Chayvus HaYoyim has a Mila over Tadir? Now, I found the Moridik Rabbeinu Chananel over here. The Rabbeinu Chananel, when he quotes the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav, he says, Rav Rav Chana Omer Zman V'Achakach Sukkah, Sabar Tadir Kaidim. V'Rav Amalcha, Ho Haido Ba'almahu, V'Les Pei Tadir Kaidim. Shechiyonu is a Hidol Ba'alma, and it doesn't have Tadir Kaidim. Fascinating. The Gemara seems to say that the question is whether you go Basa the Tadir of Shechiyonu, or you go Basa the Chiyuv of the Yayma of the Mitzvah Sukkah. And suddenly the Rabbeinu Chananel is volunteering a new Svara, that this doesn't have the Milo of Tadir, but let's pay Tadir Kaidim because it's Hidol Ba'alma. What does this mean? It seems that Rabbeinu Chananel is explaining that the Svara that we say over here, that the Tadir doesn't win, and rather the Chiyuv HaDiyayma wins, is only with the help of the fact that it's Hidol Ba'alma. And therefore, maybe it's not a Tzushtel to call a Tadir Kula. What exactly does Rabbeinu Chananel mean? I think Rabbeinu Chananel might mean, first I thought he meant that the Gemara and Erev and Daf Memam with Beis in the Sugi of Shechiyonu, there's a very strong Tzad, that the whole Bracha of Shechiyonu is only Rishus. The Pshat is an Indian to recite Haidah, thank HaKadosh Baruch Shechiyonu v'ki imonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. It's only an Indian of Haidah. However, Lamaisa, we know that on Yontif at the end of the day, there's a Chiyiv to make a Shechiyonu. It's not just voluntary, it's not just the Rishus. So why then is he saying it's only Haidah Ba'alma? Perhaps he means that although you're right, that you're mechuyev to make a Shechiyonu, but the mahus of Shechiyonu nevertheless is more of an offering of Haidah and thanks, and therefore it does not carry with it the property and the power of a regular Tadir. For example, there's a shaila in the Prima Gadam and Simitav Tzadik that when you're benching on Sukkot, so you have to say the Arachamon for Shabbos, if it's Shabbos obviously, and the Arachamon for Yontif, and the Arachamon who Yachim Lano Asukas Dovar Anifalos. So after Prima Gadam, that should be the order. First you say Arachamon of Shabbos, then of Yontif, and then of Sukkot. Because that is the order of the Tadirs. One could wonder that L'chayra, the whole Arachamon is just about Kasha, it's just the Indian Arachamon. Is it really so important to say them in the proper order that they should be governed by the rule of Tadir? That maybe only applies when you're doing two mitzvahs, two real chiyuvim, two ma'isa mitzvahs, kemurim, then you could hear that you have to have the ma'ila of Tadir Kaidim. But if you're just mentioning some type of recital of Arachamon or Bakasha, is there also a din of Tadir? Similarly, the discussion in the Mata Ephraim and Simtovkov Pe'alov about in Elul, when Rosh Chodesh Elul, you say L'Dover Hashem Oiri and you say Barchi Nafshi. Which one should you say first? So he says that you say Barchi Nafshi first. L'Chayra, what do you mean? It's just recitals at the end of davening. Is it a real chiv? Does it pass taka to say Todav Shein Todav by Shir Shal Yoim? And there's actually a shaila that Pinchas Hirschsprung brings down in the Eish Pinchas and Hari Yisyud Beis about Anam Zmiris and the Shir Shal Yoim. And we find similar ideas. Is there really any of Todav Shein Todav Kaidim over there? The answer normally is yes, there is. Because L'maisi Yimachuiv to say them, or Akoponim, you are saying them, and therefore you go with the standard rules of Kala Tarakula that Tadir is Kaidim. The Rabbeinu Chananel, however, seems to say that at least in our Sugya we could say that when you're paralleled by a Chiyuv de Yoima, and your Tadir is not a full fledged Tadir, it's only a Haidah Ba'alma, even if you're Machuiv to say it. But since the Mahus of Shechiyonu was only a Haidah Ba'alma, maybe it does not have the regular power of Tadir Vishayin the Tadir to override Chiyuv de Yoima. But maybe in a Chanami, when you have this type of Tadir by itself, without a Chiyuv of the Yoma on the other side, then Avad, even Rabbeinu Chananel would agree that it should be Kaidim because it's Tadir. I saw the Bahag, when he brings our Sugi, he says the halacha is, the Sukkah v'achakach zman, the Afagav, the Baal Marmin, and Tadir v'shein, and Tadir Kaidim, hachashani. Perhaps he could be Medayik. Why does he say hachashani? He should have said, Afagav, the Baal Marmin, and Tadir v'shein, and Tadir Kaidim, Over here, Chiyuva D'Yoyma is Odev. He just says Hachashani. Perhaps he means that it's not the regularly empowered Tadir as normal because it's only Haidab Alma. Maybe he means like Rabbeinu Chananel. All in all, this would obviously shed light on all the questions we ask. That Legabe, every single Shaila of Mila and Kiyas Shoifer, or Musafim Da Idna and Tmidin Dilamacher, or Asher Yotzer and Erchanaka and Asher Yotzer and Kiddush, and like we said, Mezuzah and Erchanaka, over there all the time, Abad HaTadav Shein HaTadav is extremely powerful. And Chiyuva D'Yoyma maybe has a mile of Legabi Mezuzah, for example, Daf Mevissin, even though Mezuzah is considered a Tadir, Akuponim, but maybe the Svar in our Gemara of Chiyuva D'Yoyma Odev is only together with the fact that Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that the Tadir is not so powerful because it's Ein Le'elo Haidoa Ba'alma. There's a very interesting story, quite famous actually, that happened several years ago. Dalad Nisan Tav Shem Mem Aleph, to be exact. Reb Chaim Knievsky Shlita was getting ready with Yevod L'Chaim, his father, the Stipler Zatzal, to go to Birchas Hachama. And the question arose, what do you do first, Birchas Hachama or Birchas Ilonis? Birchas Hachama is only once in every 28 years. And Birchas Ilonis is every single year. So L'Chaim Birchas Ilonis is more common, and it should be first. The question arose, however, that the nusach that you make for Birchas Hachama is the nusach of Oisim Maaseh Bereishis, which is actually found more than once a year. It happens all the time with lightning and such. And therefore, maybe the bracha, the nusach of Oisim Maaseh Bereishis, should rule. And Reb Chaim Knievsky brought a raya to this question from our Gemara. Since we see that Shechiyonu is considered more tadir than Birchas Leishev HaSukkah, even though the Birchas Leishev HaSukkah usually takes place a minimum of 14 times over Sukkahs, and, or I should say, it happens at least 7 times, maybe 14 times, and the Birchas Shechiyonu, happens throughout the whole year. You're always making Shechiyonos for Yomim Tovim, and for fruits, and for Nubagadim, and so on and so forth. So what do we see from there? That although the Leishev HaSukkah happens quite often, nevertheless, since Shechiyonu happens more often, the Nusach of Shechiyonu, albeit for different reasons, fruits have nothing to do with Yontif, and new clothing have nothing to do with new mitzvahs, but Lamaisi, you're making Shechiyonu all along, and that makes Shechiyonu in our Gemara considered a Tadir. So we see that a Nusach can be considered a Tadir even if it's for different reasons. Who are then Oisim Maaseh Bereishis can be considered a Tadir even if it's one time for the lightning and one time for the Birchas Hachama and so on and so forth. That was Reb Chaim Knievsky's raya, and it's quoted in the Sefer Pnina Rabbeinu Yecheskel. There's actually a letter that Reb Chaim Knievsky writes his raya exactly like this. And others all quote this story, a famous story. However, if you look in Rashi in our studio, Rashi says, when it says that Shechiyonu was more tadir, Zakt Rashi, Zman tadir shenoyeg b'chol haregolim. That Shechiyonu was noyeg in all the regolim. In other words, he doesn't say the other Shechiyonus. Why does Rashi say Zman is tadir shenoyeg b'chol haregolim? We know that new babies are always born, and new suits are always worn, new fruits are always served, and new mitzvah is always observed. So why did Rashi only say that it's noyeg b'chol haregolim? There's many other opportunities when Shechiyonu was made. So I found that the Chassam Sefer asks this question over here in the Chedushim in Sukkah, and the Chassam Sefer starts wondering that maybe the ones that are made on fruits and suits and so on and so forth are a reshus, and we know that at the end of the day we paskin in the Gemara and Zvachim Tzadik Aleph that Motzi is not a Tod, there are only things that you're mechuyif to do, things that, oh by the way, happen are not necessarily considered a toder. And obviously we know that the Gemara over there in Erev and Daf Mem Taka says that the Chiv of Shechiyonu, the Chiv is only on Sukkot, Pesach and Shavuos. Even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur it's not clear, and definitely with regard to new fruits and so on and so forth, it's only a Rishut. It's actually the Shaila Halacha L'Maisin, Simen Reish Chav Gimel Reish Chav Hei in the Poiskim, whether you're Mechuyiv to make a Shechiyonu or it's only a Rishut. So that's why he says, that Rashi says, that it is only Noig B'chol HaRegolim. Those are the times that we're using for Tadr. The problem, however, is that if you count it l'cher, you end up making more Shechiyonos on Leishev HaSukkah, more Leishev HaSukkahs on Sukkahs than you make Shechiyonos on the 3 days of Yontif all around. So why is Rashi saying it? What's in the Gemara? Why is the Shechiyonu more tadir if it's only on the three regolim, whereas Leishev HaSukkah happens much more times? The Aruch Lener also discusses this, and the Aruch Lener suggests that perhaps things that are found that more throughout the year, more zmanim, could be considered more tadir than things that are considered, even if they happen more times, in one specific span. The Chassam Sefer says it's a doichik l'chalikain, but the Aruch Lener goes with it. And he brings the raya that we always had from the Gemara in Shavuos Taftes. The Gemara in Shavuos Taftes is mefurish, that sirei regolim are not considered as tader as siri reshchodesh. Siri reshchodesh are considered more tader. Even though if you do the math, the siri regolim amass to much more amount than do the siri reshchodesh. Nevertheless, the siri reshchodesh are considered more tader. And the explanation to this is as follows. Because they are found more throughout the year, more often. We said a similar svara legabe kiddush levona and Sfiras Ha'omer, that even though Sfiras Ha'omer is 49 times a year, which is much more than the amount of times that you make Kiddush Levana, nevertheless, perhaps Kiddush Levana is considered a Tadir because it is happening all over the calendar. And I elaborate on this Sfarah a lot in Tamidim Chesidjan Lagabi, many different things. Namely, the things we just mentioned before. The Shaila of L'Dovet Hashem Oiri and Barchi Nafshi. Barchi Nafshi maximizes at 16 times a year, whereas L'Dovet Hashem Oiri is over 100 times. No matter which many you do it twice a day from Rosh Chodesh El to Shmini Atzeres. So why then do we say that Barchi Nafshi is considered more Tadar? The Teretz is because over the calendar, Barchi Nafshi comes up more often. It comes up once a month, whereas, although the Davar HaShemari is many, many times, but it's only in that bunched up 50 days, it's not considered as Tadar as is Barchi Nafshi. The same thing applies to Gavi the Prima Gadol that we mentioned. That if you go to Eretz Yisrael, they're only saying Arachim on Yanchilein Liam Shikuli Toy for Yomtif about 5-6 times a year. Whereas Arachim on Yachim on Sukkot Zavar on Ephalas, the Chayr comes up many times on Sukkot. Perhaps the Yachim on Sukkot Zavar on Ephalas in Eretz Yisrael should be more Tadr. Now there's a lot to be unfathomable about this, even though the Prima Gadol holds that you don't say it on Rosh Hashanah, and you don't say it on Chol HaMoed, the Magen Avraham says, but nevertheless, perhaps the Svar is, and I found the Prima Gadol himself says this in Noam Gadol, that since it's found across the year, therefore the Yom Tov is considered more Tadr than the Sukkot, even if the Sukkot maybe comes out to be more numbers. The same concept is actually found Lagavi the Levush in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. If somebody forgets the same Tal Motar, and he has to say it in Shema Kaleinu, and he also has to say Anenu. Dr. Levush, you say the same Tal Motar first, because it's Tadr over Anenu. In fact, the Divrei Chavudos in Brachas, and Sefkat Mem Dalet over there, he asks, what are you talking about? In the summertime, you never have the same Talmud, but Anenu could happen. So, what's he talking about? L'maisa, at the end of the day, the same Talmud amasses to much more numbers. Apparently, he holds this far so far as to say that it's considered more Tadr because Anenu could happen to chance upon you throughout the calendar, whereas half the calendar is totally exempt from the same Talmud. All in all, we see that although the Sam Sefer says it's a dechik to be mechalik like this in this Kedushim over here, but the Aruch Laner does go with it, and like we said, it's a Gemara in Shavuos Taftes, that perhaps something that is found throughout the calendar more frequently and often, I shouldn't say frequently, but more often, can be considered more tadr. So even though Kiddush Levana is only 12 times a year, it can be considered more tadr than Sfiras Ha'omer. The Shakas Aryeh, however, counts up the times of Brichas HaMazon throughout the year against the times of Sfiras Ha'omer, and likewise in Simcha Ches, when he's talking about Tzitzis, he counts the numbers. It doesn't sound like he likes the Svara, it sounds like he's going like the Chsam Sefer, that the more literally is the more Tadi you are. But we suggested a different Mahalach, and obviously if you go with this Deek in Rashi, then L'Chayro, the Raya from Rav Chaim Kanievsky from the Gemara and Sukkah falls off. Because Lahedya, we're going only with the Shechiyonos of Yom Tov, and not all other Birchas Shechiyonos, and Huadin, perhaps we wouldn't go with all the other Oysim Master Bereshis. Just in closing, at the end of the Masechta, it says over here that Miriam Bas Bilga, the Gemara says, Shuta di Yenuka Oida Abba Oida Ima. So I just wanted to say over there, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that that's only a concept that we find by girls. Like we see that in Ayra Marosa is Al Pesach Beis Avia, she gets Skila, and we find that a Basish Kain is Avia Himachalelas. But a boy that's Neschanach, I guess, in Yeshiva, by his Rebbeim, and so on, wouldn't have the same concept that we say that Shuti Yidinuka, Oida Abba, Oida Ima, only a girl. As they state in the Emes Yaakov, Mipi Hashmo for Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.